The following is a 1250 WTMA special presentation.
The History of TNA.
Hey, this is John Quincy with another hour of the History of TMA. Our ongoing time machine trip back to explore the legacy of Charleston's second oldest radio station and the only AM station with its original set of call letters, WTMA.
WTMA, Charleston.
WTMA, mighty TMA.
Since June of 1939, WTMA has been entertaining and informing Charlestonians through various formats. In June of 1989, the station switched to its current news talk format. And the first ongoing local talk program was the Dan Moon Show, heard every weekday morning, even when Dan was on vacation, as we'll hear this hour. Let's go back to August 19th, 1994, to catch a very special Dan Moon fill-in. As even then, WTMA was remembering its proud past.
WTMA, Tiger Radio.
All the time.
That sounds familiar.
Welcome to the dance party. Hallelujah. Where's Dick Clark when you need him? Oh, hey, hi, this is Boobie Nash. Will a real boo please sit down? Because we got a great show for you, but... Dan Moon is using that old dance music from the 40s. We're not that old, so we're going to update his opening, if you don't mind. We got a group of guys here, but we're going to put on the old Boobie Nash radio showgram. Would you hit number one there for me?
Live before your very earlobes. It's the Uncle Boobie Nash Radio Showgram with the Nash professional players and singers. Clara Milgrove, Arthur Cadbury, Slippery Sam, Dennis Knight, with special guest stars Mrs. Mueller and Gramps and a bunch of other stuff. And me, I'm Dick Andy. It's the big boo, it's the big boo on the radio to entertain you.
Bring back a lot of memories, guys. I mean, that was real talent. Dick Andert, by the way, who did that intro for us, and who'll be back to sing one more chorus because we paid him good money, and I'm going to get all of it I can out of it. Dick Andert is in California. I believe he was on some of the soap operas. Here he comes again. Maybe you recognize his voice.
It's the big boom. It's the big boom on the radio.
Listen to that hand clap. Oh, they're terrific. Oh, what a wonderful. Isn't this wonderful? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Nostalgia. Welcome to what year? 1966, 67, 68, 69 on WTMA Radio. We have some things you're going to hear that were from what they call the golden years of TMA. Of course, I always believe the good years are now because they said I talked too much when I was on the radio, and now TMA's all talk, so see, I won. They said, play more music, but I said, no, they want more talk, and here we are years later with more talk on the radio. With me in the studio, before we go to the phones, and I'm sure you have very important questions to ask these people, we have with us a unique combination. That doesn't do any good to press the cough button when the other microphones are on. I might as well just cough on the air.
This is the way you do it.
Thank you very much.
All right.
I have with me a couple of the guys who were on during the golden years of WTMA when WTMA was playing music because they had nothing else to say. And it was interesting. It was pointed out before we went on the air that one is an Episcopal priest. The other is a pastor of a wild charismatic church. And then we have a Jew. So we have a great combination.
Dangerous
here today.
Combination.
Yes, dangerous. Let me start with the guy who always was on the radio, but really never got the credit he deserved. He always filled in when the stars were sick. He always worked on weekends. He was known as the Weekend Warrior, and his name on the air was Terry Allen. Let's hear it for Terry.
Hey, thank you very much. Thank you. It's great to be here with you, Boo.
Terry, you know, the one thing we were worried about is all the years that we've known you, you were going to college. You went to the Baptist College. You went to
it's
College of Charleston.
Boo.
Well, here's Nichols.
Nichols.
I recognize you from TV.
How are you?
You couldn't make it in radio, huh?
No.
Well, all right.
So well, I trained under the best.
I was going to talk to Terry a minute, but we might as well talk to you.
Terry.
No. You're here, we can get to you.
I don't want to confuse the audience. Let's stick with Terry because his story is short, but you don't go nowhere, Keith.
His story is very short.
Now, you were going to college all those years.
Yes.
And you went for 20 years to college. What was the problem?
The problem, I never could decide what I wanted to do.
Yes.
So I changed majors about 94 times.
For kiddies who are listening, Terry Allen is a guy who, well, he went to college, he worked on radio, but he kept opening up businesses.
Yes.
You were an entrepreneur.
I still am. I'm still trying to find myself.
See, a lot of people thought radio people were dumb, but you were making money left and right. You made more money than the full-timers.
I don't know about that. I figured if I wasn't going to be full time, I might as well try to use my time productively in other assets. So,
all right, let me ask you an embarrassing thing.
Yes.
So people know what a part timer on radio and you were a full time part timer.
That's right.
If I could put it that way.
Well, we're going to go back to 1965.
Can you remember what one of your paychecks were?
Oh yeah, I can tell you how much I made an hour. Yeah, that's going to shock you.
Go ahead. How much did you make an hour?
Okay, y'all ready for this? How about $1.25?
They paid you that much?
Hey, and I had to take the bus to work.
I would have went part-time for that myself. When I started in 1960 in Buffalo, New York, I was full-time, $1 an hour, and I worked 40 hours. But I'll tell you what, I did more with that dollar an hour than I'm doing with the money that I finally ended up with, which wasn't much. All right, that's Terry Allen.
That's me.
What are you doing now?
Right now, I still... work with Charleston Mobile Music. That's our mobile DJ service. Started in 77. I have two wonderful partners, and together we do wedding receptions. And I'm studying for my tour guide license. I'm going to be a Charleston tour guide. I finally realized the beauty of this city.
Okay. Anything interesting happened to you during your radio career that would be outstanding that you would like to mention that would excite us?
Oh, let's see. Well, I work with a lot of great folks. I've got a lot of great memories. Oh, Madeline, of course.
We worked together.
We certainly were.
In fact, I've worked with everyone in this room.
That's right.
And I work with Keith now, so I've worked with everyone here.
I remember Keith when he had long hair.
That's right. I don't remember Keith working at all. But anyways, that's another story, and we'll get to that.
All right.
Your exciting moment was meeting me, right?
Oh, absolutely. Working in the heyday of radio.
Yeah, it was fun. Well, today's the heyday of radio, too. It hasn't changed. Keith, come on in here, and then we'll get to the Episcopal priest. Here. We'll sandwich you between the Jewish and the Episcopal priest.
Oh, that's appropriate.
Now, you're on Channel 5 every morning. We can mention that, right?
Sure.
Yeah. But you've been all over the place. You left TMA years ago and went up to where? Up north somewhere, didn't you?
I went over to, actually, to Channel 4 because they paid me more money.
Well, that's a good reason. Listen, you're a local boy, aren't you?
I'm from South Carolina, yeah, but I've been here now since...
Well, I meant L-O-C-O.
Yeah, well, I came in to Charleston Wind.
That went over his head.
I know. I'm practicing what I used to do with Bob, which is ignore him most of the time. I'm just looking around going, really, this looks different.
Boy, it does look different. TMA looks different. They really put class in this. When we worked here, it was a cinder block building with a window that you weren't allowed to look out of, and they covered it up with commercials, tapes, and all that.
They've even put little bow ties on the cockroaches. Have you noticed that?
Yes, they have. Listen, you joined radio in what year, Keith?
I came to TMA in 1968.
Well, what made you pick radio? You were going to... You went out of college. Why did you want radio if you're going
to... When you get to sit around and play your favorite music and somebody pays you money to do that, that's not such a bad deal.
There's another guy who got paid. I missed out somewhere along the line here. And then you went up north.
Went out Midwest, went to Omaha, Nebraska for a while, and bummed around and did my nomadic travels, and came back to Charleston in 85.
Now, you're doing television in the morning, and in fact, you went part-time with Channel 5, and it looks like you're full-time now.
Yep. Been for three years now.
You doing anything on the side?
Nah.
Nah, this is it, huh? You're starting.
Well, I figured it's taken 30 years to get a job where I don't have to work, and they still pay me.
Yeah.
So, you know.
That's great.
You know, don't. You know, low blade of grass doesn't get cut.
Any advice to anybody who wants to go into broadcasting? Because I hear
don't.
Is broadcasting as much fun today as it was back in the?
It's different now. I mean, we used to do some things now you just couldn't get away with on radio.
Let me ask you this, and then we'll have someone. We got people on the lines waiting. Okay, we'll get to them. Let me ask you this: how come TV is full of all kinds of talk shows now? back to back and side to side. You turn on. What makes TV think that we want a parade of weirdos through our living room like
Well,
that?
Because the remember those things called ratings that we used to worry about a lot?
Yeah. They get
good ratings.
They do,
you know?
Huh? Yeah. Well, I think they're going to burn themselves out. Do you? What do you predict for TV?
Yeah, some of the talk shows are going to go away a little bit as the cable penetration gets bigger and bigger and there are more channels available. I think local TV is going to be a local news outlet. It's going to turn into, I wouldn't be surprised in the not-too-distant future to see an all-news television station. It'll happen. It'll have to.
I think on Montana Williams today, they're having the title of it is I Hate My Mother's Boyfriend and I'm Sorry I Married Him.
Yeah.
I think it's... But that's on later on
you
TV.
You shouldn't talk about Rietta's mother like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I know. All right, one more guy, and then we'll go to the phones. here's John Burwell. Yes!
Hello. All right, thank you very much. All right, goodness gracious.
John, before we get to you, let's listen to a group of disc jockeys. I think this is... This is one guy that from 1977.
Okay.
You tell me who he is. Go ahead. This will be number one. Or number
we're
two.
Not ready here.
We're not ready here? Okay, okay. I'm sorry. Okay. All right. Well, John, we'll
I
get
can probably
him.
Do that. 1250 WTMA.
You
remember that? That's the way we did.
maybe you put it on the wrong station there.
I think this is the very same microphone I used to use. I
mean, here we go.
It still smells like my cigarette
smoke. All right, who's this? Y'all listen up. Who's this guy here?
First best music. WTMA.
Quarter after seven with Crazy Bob and the Yawning. William Bell. Trying to love Tool. Oh, really? Charleston Pirates ought to sign this guy up. And use him to pitch both ends of a doubleheader.
Crazy Bob McLean.
Yeah, that's Crazy Bob McLean. Yeah. You know, I worked with Crazy Bob in Winston-Salem, and I didn't learn my lesson. I worked with him down here, too. So, but that's 1977, folks.
Right. He followed you down here.
Yeah, he did. He said he'd follow me everywhere, but I told him I got married and to stop that. Anyways, John Burwell, you didn't start your radio career at WTMA.
I didn't.
But did end here.
Thank you very much. Actually, Keith Nichols got me a job down here. I was working at WNOK in Columbia.
Yeah, but that's not fair. Your father owned the radio station.
No, that was WTYC in Rock Hill.
Oh,
But anyway, in Columbia, when I was going to college, and I went to college with Keith, and then Keith sent an air check of me down here, and they heard me and made me an offer that I couldn't refuse. I was doing the morning show at WNOK in Columbia, and they offered me $20 more a week to do the all night show here. So that should tell you, you know. And I came down to do the all night show here.
TMA has always been known as being a big spender of the East. Yeah. You know, to do anything.
In comparison, it was good bucks. I mean, I know your contract was different, but for the incoming guys, we did okay.
You were hired for two reasons: midday, I believe, and for your production ability.
Yeah, in fact, people recognize my voice, but they don't know the name, you know, basically, I was sort of like Terry Allen in the sense that, I would fill in when people were sick or whatever like that. And I basically worked every shift that there is to work on this radio station, but mainly middays and commercials were my forte. That was what I really enjoyed doing.
Now you sort of remind me of Steve Russell. Steve Russell quietly has become a success. Success in radio was you made big money. And everybody left you alone, and you could do what you want. That's success.
That's nice.
And Steve Russell is definitely one. As far as the name recognition, a lot of people might not recognize Steve Russell's name as much as they would his voice.
He does all the Piggly Wiggly commercials still, and lots of things that I know that people would know.
But something did happen to you. You sort of led a quiet life here at TMA, yes. Just doing your midday and being Mr. Smoothie. I'm John Burwell.
Once in a while, you'd crack
a corny joke, which I would write down and use later that night.
I got him from you. That's what I was going to say.
But one time they wanted me to do a promotion. I remember, and I didn't want to do it, so I went on vacation, and you got stuck with the promotion. What was that, John?
That was the greatest thing in the world because they were expecting you, and this was at the Port Theater. Do you remember the Port Theater?
Oh,
the
yeah.
old drive-in theater.
Yeah,
you know?
That's where they showed the dirty movies, of course.
This was before they showed the dirty movies. I mean, this goes back a while, but what they wanted was it was a Halloween special, and they wanted to bury somebody in a coffin. And they wanted to bury you. You were going to be the one they were going to do.
That's right. No way, baby.
And you wisely went on vacation. And so since I get the job to filling in whenever they need anything, the head salesman then comes and says, John, I got something you'll love to do. You'll just love this. And I'm, what's that? We're going to bury you 3 feet underground. I'd say, what? Well, they did. They buried me 3 feet underground. Not 6 feet, but 3 feet underground. And they had this little viewer up where you could see my face, but I was in a real coffin, 3 feet buried underground for several hours, and I broadcasted live from inside this coffin. 3 feet underground.
My goodness.
Worst time I've ever had in my life.
Yeah, I heard about that. I laughed all the way on my vacation.
It could have been you.
Well, I'll tell you what, we'll go ahead and take a break here, I think, and then we're going to come back and we'll open up the telephones and we'll see what's on your mind this morning. We'll talk a little nostalgia, and then the second hour, we'll get a little serious and find out why President Clinton is calling on God. We'll do that. That's coming up in the second hour. This is Booby Dash with the Dan Moon thing on a Friday.
More of the August 1994 Dan Moon Show with substitute host Booby Nash and more WTMA All-Stars is coming up next on the History of TMA.
John Quincy TMA.
Welcome back to the History of TMA as we continue with this 1994 hour of the Dan Moon Show with guest host Booby Nash.
WTMA Tiger Radio. Do you remember?
Music Radio, the mighty TMA, and it's Linda Ronstadt. Dirty me, I'm disgusted with myself. Just about 7:08 with Tim St. George. We are ready and willing to go tonight. The cast of idiots here, the Dirty Dozen, ready. Seymour Butts will be here later on tonight. Are you ready tonight, Weird Willie?
Oh boy, I'm ready to go tonight, Tim.
I hope so. We've got more of Charleston's best music coming up this hour. John Williams with Close Encounters of the Third Kind. We're going to have the Commodores. Eric Clapton play some of that good boss gag stuff. Some Player and LTD. Ranger Bob is with us. He'll be up here a little later on tonight.
Hey, Tim, could I just, you know, like tell a joke like I always do?
I don't know, Willie.
Trust me.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Okay, after rushing into a drugstore, this nervous young guy was real embarrassed, you see, because he saw this middle-aged woman, and she asked if she could serve him. He says, no, I'd rather see the druggist.
Uh-oh.
She says, I am the druggist. What can I do for you? He says, well, it's nothing important. And he turned around and got ready to walk away. She goes, young man, my sister and I have been running this drugstore for nearly 30 years now. There's nothing you can tell us that will embarrass us. He goes, okay, I got this awful trouble. I just like to make out with every girl I see. No matter how times I make out, how many times I make out, I still want to make out again. Is there anything you can give me for it? The lady goes, just a moment, I'll have to discuss this with my sister. A few minutes later, she comes back and says, well, the best we can offer is $200 a week and half interest in the business.
Wow. Read this one. See why not.
I'll tell you, that's Tim St. George. That was 1977.
I can't believe you played that.
Yeah, that was pretty daring for 1977. Right. I never did stuff like that. But
we
thought you'd like to maybe remember Tim St. George. Is David on the telephone there? Can we take David? Hi, David. How are you this morning?
Hey, Booby. How you all doing?
Well, we're getting old.
Getting old.
Yes. What can we do for you this morning?
I was just wondering, have you all heard, what's the reunion with that CJ and Buzz?
Well, CJ and Buzz, they were on TMA, weren't they?
No,
for a little while. Yeah.
Were they?
Yeah. They had the morning show. Oh,
yeah, that's when they were on their downhill slide. They got thrown out of CSC.
They had rock and roll radio.
That's right.
They went country.
They sure went out to the country. We run them out of town on a rail. Well, let me tell you what's happened to them. Of course, they busted up and became two continents of their own. CJ is in Augusta, Georgia. He owns some radio stations, and he's working there. And Buzz is either in Fayetteville or Florence doing country western.
Oh, he don't live in Folly Beach no more then, huh?
No, Buzz hasn't lived really in years. Anyway, CJ. I have not seen Buzz, and CJ hasn't lost a pound, not a pound. But he's doing real well. He's being very successful, and we're proud of him.
Okay, that's all I want to know.
He's actually spreading like you wouldn't believe. Now, who else we got? We got Clancy's on there.
Clancy
Bowick.
Yeah, man, over there 6 years with you guys. Listen, can you give me some spots on the log real quick?
Can I do what?
Give me some spots on the log.
spots on the log.
I used to call you and do that, Boo.
That's right. He's in the sales department. Clancy will represent the salespeople who disc jockeys hated very much. even though they brought in the money to pay our
That's
paychecks,
right.
They would call on a Saturday morning when you're just trying to exist on the radio
right.
and say, would you add 20 spots,
That's
which
right.
means you had, we didn't
That's
have
right.
computers in those days. All we had was a pencil and an eraser,
this
and they would either tell you
client.
To erase 20 or add 20.
This is
and
for an important client.
Yeah.
This is Lady Madonna, the spiritual advisor. She
yeah.
gave me the cash.
Or maybe the flamingo driver.
Lady Okra. Didn't we run Lady Okra spots?
Ghost of Rudy Gresham.
I call her Lady Okra, but it was
Ghost
Okra.
Ghost of Rudy Gresham, yeah.
another one they used to add spots on was a Purple Tree Lounge.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah.
I want to get him on the log before Hugh Jett gets the rest of the spots. Yeah.
That's right. Well, what are you doing now, Clancy? Are you earning an honest living?
I'm standing in the middle of Bilo right now with my grandson. I'm a Mr. Mom. I skate all you guys, you know?
With a grandson.
Yeah.
Clancy, we thought we were old. But what do you do for a living, Clancy?
I'm retired.
CL.
After 25 years of advertising, I retired. My wife's got a good job. She said I can do anything I want to do as long as dinner's on the table when she gets home.
Well, so, come on. If I could get my wife a good job, I'd retire, too. Come on.
Yeah, I hear you. You know it.
Well, Clancy,
I tell you, I just flipped you guys on this morning and brought back so many memories. We had a lot of good times, didn't we, guys?
Yeah, well, I guess we did.
We did it in a way, a creative way. It wasn't the money. It was the fun of it and the entertainment. Because when you're on the air, a lot of people in town don't realize, when you're on the air, we had a 48 share of the market, man. I mean, you're talking about audiences there.
What do you think caused that? Because I've listened to some, the past couple of days, I've listened to some old tapes, and I'm saying, come on,
I got some old tapes with you on it, Booby. I got some old tapes with you on it, you know, and Madeline and all those guys, too, as well. And Hugh Jett, I brought Hugh to town. He's probably back there in some office trying to figure out how he can get some ads from some other client, because he's up front right now, isn't he? I mean, he should be in.
Yeah.
Oh, no, it's only 9:30. He's not in yet.
Well, let me tell you, you hit on something that's true. Now, I don't know about the rest of the guys, but I have a funny feeling, remembering those days, that it was the same. Money was not the object of broadcasting with us.
It wasn't.
If it was, we missed the mark.
Yeah, a lot of fucking
quarter
an hour. Yeah. We only had 12 radio stations back there at a particular time when we first started. I mean, they got like 33 now, something like that.
Right. Terry Allen's still here complaining about that buck and a half an hour.
I heard Terry.
A quarter an hour, man.
Clancy, I've got to go because a ghost of my past has just walked in here.
You guys rip it up today, okay?
I'll do it.
Nice hearing you guys.
Thank you. One of the things that TMA prided itself in was doing news, and I could have ran you a newscast and that, and I heard one of the newscasters was Al Cammy, which is a name that might sound familiar to you. I think he was with us a year, but one who was with us for quite a while and is still in the market. And not only did I work with him, but he's a personal friend of mine. And the reason why he's close and a good friend of mine is because he's the only person that I met in the broadcasting industry that's shorter than I am. and it's Franco Hunt. Hi, Frank, from Channel 4.
Hey, Boob, how you doing, brother?
Let's give him a round of applause.
Yeah, all right. The reason we had
someone help him up into the chair there.
I am standing up.
Oh, you are?
But you know, the reason we had the 48 share in the market is because of that morning newsman they had.
Yeah,
play that.
We got something to play
for children. WTMA. Charleston.
7 o'clock. Good morning, Franco Hunt, WTMA News.
Jeez. Oh, whatever happened to your voice?
Where did I get that? Hey, that's been 25 years ago.
Is it that long?
About that, yeah. 25 years ago.
Well, it's hard to tell with you because you had white hair then.
but you know, I had hair.
Yeah. All right, I heard that. Listen, it's good to have you here. You're still with Channel 4.
Boob, I heard you were going to be here. I had to drop by to say hello and... you know, remember, the newsroom was around the corner. We never saw you guys in the control room.
That's right. That's right. You guys stay down there where you belong.
No, absolutely. Out of the way.
Yeah. Listen, how does news compare today? And be honest, how does it compare today? How is the news media doing today compared with the news yesteryear?
There's not a lot of difference. We still cover the basic facts of news. We still, right, still make it up. But, you know, we don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
I love it. you people might be laughing out there too, but it's true. It really was exciting in those days. I enjoyed the news during those days. We covered a lot of the murders that everybody said we didn't have,
right.
and a lot of the robberies and that. What do you think of the talk shows? I just asked Keith, who's standing next to you. What do you think of this flood of just talk shows? And now. a lot of them don't even have any substance to them. They're inane. How long do you think that's going to last?
They're all aiming for that 48 share. That's what they're doing. You know, one thing that I remember, Boob, is one Saturday morning, you and I were working together. I was doing the news, and you was the jock on the board. And someone called in and wanted to know what the O stood for in my middle name. And I remember your response was that that wasn't really an O, that when I was born, my mother couldn't think of a middle name, so she slapped a zero in there.
I said that. And I got a 48 share with that.
Remember that? Frank Zero Hunt.
Well, how long do you think you're going to last at Channel 4, Frank?
forever until I die, whichever comes first, I'm not sure. But you know, this guy married my boss right here.
Yep, is that right?
Yeah. Right, Deborah Tibbetts, our news director.
Yeah, I married her way back.
No, you married Sylvia.
No.
Oh, wait a minute, get in there, John Burwell. Explain this, John.
I performed the ceremony at the Church of the Holy Cross.
Oh, wow, for a minute there, I thought we were in serious trouble. I knew your wife's name was Sylvia, and he's saying Deborah Tibbetts, and I wondered if your congregation was aware of that.
Faith, yeah.
So, you know, the next step for you, Frank, you go from radio to a little bit of television to the pulpit. Are you thinking?
That's right. That's all that's left.
I enjoy seeing you. I don't see you doing as... I wondered if you worked very... Are you part-time there or that?
Yeah, I am. As a matter of fact, you know, I say quite frequently that my fear is not death. My fear is that my boss will realize he's paying me to do what I do.
You know, I'm always waiting for a Franco Hunt report, and, you know, it seems like every once a month you get on there. In fact, you were on yesterday. I happened to be watching, and I had some people from out of town, and we were talking about the show coming on today, and I said, hey, wait a minute. One of the guys that's coming on, because they mentioned you had a report, I said, one of the guys coming on is a guy that I worked with years ago. His name is Franco Hunt. Where do you see him? We never saw you. we heard your voice, but you weren't even on there.
I mean, sometimes
what
I do that.
What do you phone in your reports
right,
now?
I phone a report, right. I show up just in time to the newscast and then leave right after that.
Well, so. Frank, it's good to see you here.
Good seeing you too, Boob.
Is James Island resident. I never see you except when we have these old reunions when we reel in these guys.
I remember you when you had the little duplex apartment there.
So did the police.
Right, I remember that.
Do we have anybody on the telephone? Oh, good. Let's put someone on the radio here that might have something to say. Randy.
Yeah. Hey, Boob. I was wondering what happened to...
Paul Aloysius Playboy. Come on, Terry. Terry's got his hand.
Okay,
Terry remembers everybody.
These were weekend guys dating back to the 60s. There were two of them, Paul Aloysius Playboy and Gary Messenger was his real name. I can't think of his.
Boy, you got him.
No, this is two different guys. There were two of these guys.
One of the guys was Champion. His mother's name was Champion, but I don't know what his
Mike,
name
that,
was.
That's, Mike. Yeah, Mike Champion. Mike Champion. That was Paul Aloysius' Playboy, yeah.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
We had Weekend Guys, and we had Silent Sam, which was just tapes.
Somebody who pressed a button.
Right.
But Randy wants to know what happened to him. Anybody know what happened to him? Anybody out there know what happened to Mike Champion?
Haven't seen these guys in years. Don't know what they... Maybe they got real jobs.
Mike Champion. Maybe somebody knows. They'll call in.
Randy, may I ask how old you are?
42.
Why would you remember Paul Aloysius' Playboy?
I'm older than that, and I don't remember him.
That was high school.
Randy, get a life. Let's move on to Doug Donahue. Doug! Are you there, Doug?
That's a name, isn't it?
Yeah, that's a name.
Know him well.
Yeah.
When I heard Terry talking a while ago, I could see him sitting in my journalism class at the Baptist College.
Oh! How was he?
I remember that.
Yeah, I do, too.
You were his teacher? No wonder he spent so much time going to college.
Listen, he was a good... He aced the course. What are you talking about?
That's what I said. I was with some great people. You're one of them.
And I remember John Burwell very well.
Oh,
and,
hello, Doug. Good to talk to you again, man.
Keith Nichols and Doug Randall. Remember Doug Randall? I wrote his obit in the newspaper.
Yeah, we were talking about Doug early this morning. Now, Doug Randall, folks, if you don't remember the name, he was on the air before I showed up in 1966.
Nobody was on the air before you showed up.
Bless your heart. I love you, Doug. Listen, I will send that check to you, and thanks again.
Okay, Booby. No, good to hear you, buddy.
You stay on a minute. Stay
on. All right, yeah.
We got all old people here. You fit right in.
All my buddies. Yeah.
Doug Randall, or Doug Clements was his real name.
That's right.
He was the local boy who was supposed to do real well, because we always brought people from out of town. I came in from Buffalo, but he was the local boy, and he was really good, but he decided he'd rather sell radio because he could make more money.
That's right.
In advertising. But what he is known for, and what everybody knows him for, is Dixie... We'll do it because Dixie don't care.
Did he start that?
He was the voice.
I didn't know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
I thought you knew everything.
No. There's a few things I don't know, and that's one of them.
He must be a Democrat. Doug, it's nice talking with you. And listen, Ashley Cooper. Well, I got you on the telephone. You're with the newspaper. Ashley Cooper gave radio a fit years ago, all in good fun. Is he still with us?
Listen, let me tell you something about that.
Yeah.
He gave radio a fit. He gave television a fit. But in the process, he gave them recognition.
Yes.
And I remember you showing up in his column a number of times. It was always, you know, it was always good for a laugh, and always sometimes even thought-provoking. But I had lunch with him yesterday, and he is hale and hearty, still playing golf. He's proud of his son, who is a doctor at the medical university, and I ask him occasionally if he misses writing, and he looks at me and smiles, and he says, "Nope."
Listen, we should be seeing him on Willard Scott's weather thing on Channel 4 here soon, shouldn't we? He's got to be 110.
No, I don't know.
This guy lives forever. Well, you tell him we said hi and we love him.
You bet I will, Boo.
Doug, we're going to take a break, and folks, we'll be right back.
We'll have more from the August 19th, 1994 Dan Moon Show with Boobie Nash and the voices from TMA's Top 40 Days straight ahead.
For more about WTMA's past, surf to WTMAMemories.com. For recordings, interviews, pictures, and more, that's WTMAMemories.com.
WTMA Charleston Dynamite.
Now, here's more of the history of TMA with John Quincy.
WTMA Talk Radio 1250.
It was August 19th, 1994. 5 years into WTMA's very successful news and talk format. Dan Moon was on vacation from his morning show that week, but former WTMA radio personality Boobie Nash was doing a great job filling in.
Do you remember?
Bits and Towels on Sunday morning. Macon, Georgia's Greg Allman. Lay back in the Midnight Rider. 10 after 2 o'clock at the mighty TMA. Cloudy and 40 degrees in Charleston. TMA. 1969. Five dimes. Temptations. Not there. 2:15 in the city. Cloudy and 40 degrees. 41 degrees now. 40, 41, 601, half a dozen of the other. With cold wave warnings tonight. I love that. Cloudy, windy, and cold tonight. Clear and cold today and tonight with a cold wave warning.
Still
if you have potted plants and tender little goodies sitting outside, take protections unless you're like Uncle Boob. He's been potted for years.
Now,
winds are westerly at 20, gusting to 29. The next tide change, a high tide at 5:41 this afternoon. 41 TMA degrees. Carol King's Fantasy. Which is Portuguese for heart. I thought I'd throw that in. A little culture for you this afternoon. 19 after 2 o'clock with Keith Nichols and Charleston Friday at the Mighty TMA, talking to Tommy Watson of 101 Trad Street.
It's a contest.
WTMA's Mess Around the Mistletoe Contest. Tommy, if the number of kisses you want matches the number you get, you're a winner. So for $10, how many kisses would you like? And please choose a number between 1 and 7.
4.
Number 4, good luck.
A 1. A 2. A 3.
Hey, Tommy, you're $10 richer.
Uh-huh.
Fantastic. Let me tell you what you do now. You come by our studio sometime during the week between 9 and 5. Give them your name. We'll have a $10 check for you. Congratulations and Merry Christmas.
That was Keith Nichols.
Yes.
We're going to hear from Steve Russell a little later. But that was 1973.
Yeah.
I didn't know you were that clever. I don't remember that. That must have been a lucky show we taped there or something.
I have John is got the check in the mail, and so it's...
I'll tell you what, he picked a good cut out of you. That was
fun. We had
fun,
a good time, you know?
Did you worry about how much money you made?
No. You really didn't. You just had a good time. I remember we used to do strange things, like remember that contest we gave away a quarter-carat diamond ring every day for 30 days?
Yeah.
We gave away... I remember Doc Savage, when the movie came out, the old comic book, they sent us about 1,000 of those movie marquee posters. And we decided to give those away one night, and the best way was saying the next 100 people that call will get a free poster. we blew out 5 telephone exchanges in Charleston. And the phone company came in the next day and says, if you guys ever do that again, we're going to pull every telephone. You'll never get one again as long as you live.
Now, I know you'll be honest. Those contests where they rigged, everybody always asked me, contests years ago where they rigged.
No, there was no way you could rig those things. No. I mean, there's just no way.
No, they watched you real close, and they were real live. What we promised you is there what
was,
you get.
And there was no, as John can testify, there was no tape delay either.
No, and I don't want to talk about that. We do have someone on the telephone. Her name is Ellen. She knows one of our people very personally, Frank O. Hunt. Frank, get up to the microphone and take this call from Ellen. Ellen, Frank is listening. Would you like to speak to him?
You betcha.
Okay, that is Ellen Sacopley.
Yes. Frank.
Right? Wait a minute, Ellen. Hey. If you're going on the radio, you got to change your last name. Everybody does. Everybody does. So we'll call you Ellen Z. Okay.
Yeah. Hey, Frank.
Hey, Ellen. It's been a lot of years since I've seen you.
I know it. What did HL teach you?
Excuse me?
What did HL Corda teach you?
Nothing.
That good old score eye.
Nothing much.
Nothing much. You got that right. Did he tell you that your little gray-haired mother told you never to tell a story?
Well, you know, he did tell me that. But
well, what's going on? Wait a minute here.
She's talking about back in the early days of high school.
Yeah. I can't remember that far back.
I can't remember that far back either. That's why I'm going along with it.
Ellen, yeah, what does the O stand for, Ellen? We got a note that you know what Frank O. Hunt, the O, stands for. Would you?
That's right. Don't I, Frank?
You certainly do.
Yes, I do.
Well, we're ready, Ellen. We're standing here with bated breath to find out what it is.
You
what
got a he... bag of prizes?
I got something for you if you can come up with the O. Yes, I do.
Should I tell him, Frank?
Go ahead and tell him.
I can tell him?
Oh, yeah. My friends call me that anyway.
I know. I always did.
Can we say it on the radio? That's my question.
That's my question. Can we say it on the radio?
Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, you can say it on the radio.
Frank Olin Hunt.
Olin.
Olin. That's right.
Ellen, for coming up with that very boring answer, we have for you an Arby's combo meal for 4 and a video rental at National Home Video. Yes, sir.
Yes. Now I got a question for Booby Nash.
Yeah. Huh?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so you're another winner on TMA. Now, what we want you to do, sweetheart, is hold on because we need to get your name and address, and then you'll have your Arby's combo meal for 4.
Okay.
And I know you'll probably invite at least one other person to eat it with you.
At least.
All right, hold on, Ellen. Thanks for calling.
No problem.
All right, can we go to Murray while we're on the phones? Hi, Murray. How are you this morning?
Hi, Booby.
Well, I am high. Go ahead. You don't think I'm doing this sober, do you? Come on.
Booby.
Yes.
Every time I go across the Aski River Bridge,
yes,
I remember the Gong Show. I used to be your co-host.
Is that right?
Do you remember?
Murray, the co-host.
At the Holiday Inn.
Listen, I don't remember even doing the Gong Show.
Trust me, you did. I was there.
Well, I know. I know I did them because my wife said, yes, you did do them, but I don't remember them.
Uh-huh.
No, I do remember them. We did 18 weeks of Gong Shows at the top of the Holiday Inn River.
And I was your co-host.
Murray, how did you end up being my co-host? Really, I don't remember. Were you a member of the band?
If I tell you my first name, you probably know me, but I really wouldn't want to do that on air.
Oh, sure, okay.
I know Terry. Terry does the karaoke, and I see him every now and then.
Terry Allen?
Yes.
Yes, uh-huh, okay.
Mm-hmm. And, but I thought I'd add some color to your show this morning.
Well, yeah, okay. Murray, do you remember who the band was that did
the
show? Who
sure, sure. The Rivieres.
No! See, you don't remember too good. How old are you, Murray?
Pretty old.
Pretty old.
I'm 48.
Who was the band, gang?
It was the Counts.
It was the Counts,
that's
yeah.
That's right, the Counts.
Yeah.
George Kenny played with the Counts.
Yeah, that's right.
And you remember I used to get up and tell a few jokes. In fact, that's how I started hosting with you, because I won the show one time telling jokes.
Is that right?
And then we co-host together.
Okay. Well, if you say so, Murray, the only way you could have taken that show over is if I passed out, and that was probably possible. Not only was it possible, I think I did on one of those shows. Murray, thanks for calling, and thanks for the memory. We got to go take a break, but you're listening to the Dan Moon thing for a Friday.
There's more with Booby Nash in for Dan Moon from August of 1994, when we continue with the history of TMA.
WTMA. A Charleston tradition.
The history of TMA.
The history of TMA rolls on as we return to the August 19th, 1994 Dan Moon Show with guest host, Booby Nash.
WTMA, Tiger Radio, Mighty TMA.
WTMA, Steve Russell at 7:03. I have exactly 11 seconds to say good evening and hello. So, good evening and hello. Good evening and hello.
I'll be the ride.
WTMA. WTMA and Steve Russell at 7:08, and a chance for you to win $10 and a lip load of laughs and smack your mouth Yuletide coming up soon in Mistletoe.
Steve Russell, you ought to be ashamed of yourself.
Everybody talking about salary, that explains my $135 a week right there.
I was going to introduce you as Mr. Smoothie, but come on, there you were.
After that, you better just not introduce me at all.
Ladies and gentlemen, Steve Russell, before your very earlobes getting groovy, getting down, and trying to get back up again. I'll tell you what year was that?
That was probably 73, which is when I came here.
1973.
Worked here through 75.
Now, just real quickly, we're going to tell them you're still in the broadcasting industry. Mm-hmm. You're working at what radio station?
Sunny 100.5. In fact, at 11 o'clock, switch over. No, after this show is
they
over.
They better not dare do that. Oh, after the show is over.
After the
yet.
Show, yes.
Now, do you want to tell them how you were as just a young boy in Bamberg, South Carolina, listening to a star, your favorite, your idol?
Obviously, you've heard the story before, Booby.
Tell them how you got interested in radio. I love hearing
now
this
I
story.
Now I know why I was invited here today.
Yeah, I got to hear this story again. Now, TMA didn't go all the way to Bamberg, but WTMA-FM did.
Well, actually, TMA did during the daytime.
Yeah.
We could pick...
But nothing was happening during the daytime. It was the nighttime that you were inspired with.
TMA-FM. Yeah. Well, first of all, I will give you credit for getting me into the business. You are... probably the person responsible for that.
Oh, I love me.
Back in the 60s, my dad and my sister and I would come down for vacation to Folly Beach.
Uh-huh.
You would be on the air, and I just fell in love with being on the beach and in Charleston and you, all of those ingredients together.
Oh, yes.
Plus, we'd listen to you up there at night on TMA-FM.
Yeah, now if I only can get you to be a preacher. Just following my footsteps.
Hallelujah.
Oh, he's got it. He's got the anointing.
It's getting there.
Hey,
following the footsteps of Orwell.
Let me tell you something. That's how I got in radio. I heard someone that I liked on the radio and wanted to go into it. And but let me tell you, of all the guys in here, and they've all had their own successes, I'm really, really proud of you because you are a total success in this market. You've come in and you very quietly have become rich. You have prestige. People
keep
like
coming,
you.
Keep going.
And something some of us didn't ever attain to. But I don't know if too many people know that you're the voice
of
Piggly Wiggly. You know, when you say you're stuck with a pig, you got to think of Steve Russell. You know, it's right there.
It's funny. Most people say, well, not most, but some people say, is that you? And the pig head, the pig costume. When I say I do the audio work for the pig,
I guess
the audio work word just goes right by. Is that you in the pig costume?
Yeah. They think of me as that without the pig costume. Listen, you were doing the voice over for Channel 2 for years. Are you still doing that?
For about 7 years.
For 7 years?
No, 7 years up until about a year ago.
What is your favorite moment in your broadcasting career? It's not over with yet.
Probably the morning that Billy Smith and I called you at 4 a.m. and told you it wasn't time to get up yet.
That's terrible.
That was, I don't know if you remember that. You were doing Saturday mornings at 6, and I was doing overnights. Yeah. Billy Smith was also doing overnights, except he wasn't working.
He was out.
He was just out overnights. And he came in about 4 a.m. and he said, what time do you normally call Boob to wake him up? I said, 5. He said, let's call him now and tell him it's not time to get up yet.
I remember that.
So,
yeah. I got even some way. Billy Smith.
I only did it once.
Billy Smith is, by the way, still in Myrtle Beach. That's where he came from, and he went back to. And he's still doing surf music, I guess, or beach music, as we
between,
call it.
Between jail terms.
Yeah, that's true. We're not supposed
just
to discuss
teasing,
that. We're just, Billy, if you're listening, we're it's Steve said that. You can sue him by name. And we got to
take
a break.
That's right, I'm rich.
Steve, thanks for being on the show this morning.
Thanks
Dan Moon appreciates it. I don't know whether
I'm glad to be here.
Not, but
glad to see you too, Boop. Everybody.
Well, we're going to be back for another hour, and I'll tell you what, we have some more nostalgia, some old sounds from the past for you to listen to, and also we'll discuss politics and whatever you want to discuss on the radio. It's all coming up in the next hour. With Dan Moon, I'm Booby Nash, and I'll still be Booby Nash when I come back in the second hour. Goodbye.
We hope you've enjoyed this hour of WTMA's Dan Moon Show with guest host Booby Nash from August of 1994. Another hour from that show is coming up next. I'm John Quincy, and if you'd like to find out more about WTMA's history, go to WTMAmemories.com. There you'll be able to download rare audio broadcasts, check out photos of past WTMA air personalities, read stories, and more. That's WTMAmemories.com. And keep it right here on the radio station that continues to make history, as well as report it. 1250 WTMA.